everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your Franchising 101 host. Today, we are going to welcome one of our franchise partners and one of the new ones. There's so many different things in franchising. You get the big ones everybody knows about, or franchises that are ginormous. They all started at the beginning. So we get to talk to one that is relatively new into franchising in a market that is growing like crazy. So tons of huge potential. So excited to share that with everybody. But first, as always, let's quickly remind you of who we are. And Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals like yourself interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with well over 600 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 70 industries. And our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. And the goal of the Franchising 101 series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. And clearly today is my first day speaking, so goodness gracious. So let's get to where I don't have to talk anymore. Let's have our amazing guest come on. And joining us today is not just somebody that works for a franchise. They are the founder of our featured brand, which is called The Birthday Suit, Mrs. Stacy Larickia. Stacy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. See, I spread my hot mess wherever I go. Like, I just spread it around like seeds of sunshine and make you stop talking. You know, all of a sudden you're like, wait, I don't know my words.
Let's go. Yeah, exactly. And so how did I do? Larickia?
Larickia, nailed it. I loved it.
Beautiful.
You're like practically Italian now.
Exactly. I'm going to go get some spaghetti for lunch. So cool. So Stacy, we want to hear all about The Birthday Suit, because that just sounds like a fun thing.
I know.
But franchising is really about people. So the biggest thing, I like to get to know the people that come on board and talk to us. So give us the Stacy story. You've had The Birthday Suit's been around for a long time, but that didn't, like, give us a little story on how we got here today with The Birthday Suit and with Stacy.
Gosh, I wish I was interesting, but I'm not. I've been a makeup artist probably my whole life. And I've been an esthetician for 20 plus years, and I was doing makeup in college to pay my tuition. And before everybody would go clubbing in Boston, they would come to my apartment. I would do their face really quick, $50 out the door. So I got a job with a very, very well-known major cosmetic brand, skincare brand, and ended up being an artist for them, moving to Las Vegas about 17 years ago, working for them. I'd been an esthetician this whole time, and it got to the point after I had my daughter, I'd gotten a promotion because I was good at what I did somehow. And I missed the client interaction and the artistry and the one-on-one. And so I went back to being an esthetician. And at that point, after spending 2 minutes with me, you understand that I am not a quiet person. And so facials were never my forte, and I love waxing. And thank you, Sex and the City, because honestly, Sex and the City is what revolutionized and normalize the Brazilian wax. So I, without being weird, I'm good at that. I love waxing, and minus the pants off part, I have, you know, it's an awesome career. But so I went back to waxing, working for a competitor. And after a year, it was time to move on. And my husband said, you're really good at this. You are booked nonstop. Let's do our own. So we decided to go in, and it was time to open our own. And the market in Las Vegas was not saturated at this point. So he wanted to call it wax on, wax off. And he wanted the girls to wear white scrubs and geese. And I know. So in the middle of the night, like, woke up, sat up like Weekend at Bernie's, like, oh, just, you know, I was like, The Birthday Suit, and a girl jumping out of a cake, but she has to be brunette. And it stuck. And that's how the name came about. It was like a bad dream. And I don't know. And then 4 months later, we were open, and we have been the top of the Las Vegas market for 12 and a half years. You know, it took a minute. We had some growing pains because no one wanted to help us. So we did all the mistakes on our own. But we also succeeded and brought this amazing team of women along with us, and grew and grew and grew, and were able to do like philanthropy outreach projects. And it was really just awesome. All the while having this career where I get to speak with the most strong, independent, creative icon women, and while I'm, you know, giving them a Brazilian wax, but still, I mean, tell me another career where you get that opportunity, because there isn't one. And so I really love what I do. And so we decided once we had hit a peak in Las Vegas, it was either expand or franchise. We tried franchising. We realized we weren't ready. So we pulled it back in and we went on to expand to multiple units in Las Vegas. And about 18 months, 2 years ago now, we said we're ready. And with the help of some very important people in the franchise industry, they guided us and held our hands and introduced us to the right people so that we wouldn't get taken advantage of. And here we are 18 months later, and October 3rd was the anniversary of awarding my first unit, 6 units in the first year. And that's my jam.
That's awesome. So and I think part of the beauty of the franchise model in general is all of the pain and the suffering and the trial and error and all of those things that you go through as a startup, even though it's sometimes people think, oh, it's a newer franchise. Like you've been at this for a dozen plus years.
Yeah.
And had all of those things happen to be able to put this amazing process in place and still have that great proven concept for people to come in. So,
yeah, I mean, it was kind of awesome negotiating prices with vendors and, you know, this is what I'm going to buy from you. I want this price, or I'm going to go somewhere else, and really securing a lot of opportunity for not only ourselves but our franchisees to have, you know, great pricing and great opportunities and, you know, everything that comes along with being a part of the birthday suite. We're not just saying, okay, go. And I fully believe that the franchise model is the new small business, because unless you're like a skilled entrepreneur, you get so much from a franchise. You get that support system, that training, the vendors, you know, the purchase power. And I really think that franchising is just, it can be your neighborhood mom and pop, but still have the support of being part of a franchise, which I think is so amazing.
Yeah. As you hit on something that has come up for me, I've been in this industry almost 10 years now, and we're getting close to Thanksgiving, which is crazy to think about, but the Saturday is what small business Saturday, right? And so I had somebody years ago, because you said this and it just struck a chord, was like, I went to lunch on that Saturday, and it was literally like a Firehouse Subs. And I had a friend of mine at the time was like, ew, what are you doing that? This is small business Saturday. And I'm like, who the hell do you think owns that Firehouse Subs, right? That's like...
Right?
Bob over here, right? That is like basically invested in and running this, really is that opportunity to have your small piece, and what you can grow big too, but that piece of your business in the community. And the beauty of franchising is you have people like Stacy and her team at every franchise. They've already figured this crap out, right? You just come in and follow it. So super cool. Kudos to you for that. So now we're a franchise, and I want to talk about kind of some things within the brand. But let's back up for a second. The birthday suit, you mentioned waxing. Talk a little bit from a consumer standpoint. Who's the customer and some of the services and products that you offer?
So we are exclusively waxing. That's all we do. You find one thing that you're really, really good at, and then you excel at it. And that's what we do, is waxing. We use the most gorgeous hard wax, which means there's no strips like you see in the Virgin movie, 40-Year-Old Virgin. And our wax is just gorgeous. It's top of the line. It's expensive, so you don't see a lot of salons using it. But again, purchase power. We are their biggest client. Just my local locations are their biggest client. So we've been able to secure this amazing price. It's incredible. You can't buy it on Amazon. You can't buy it in any local beauty store. You can't buy it in a professional beauty store. You can only buy it through them, which gives it that exclusivity because it's just that good. We've worked with this amazing lab in California to cultivate, create all of our pre and post wax skincare products. We have the most amazing skincare line, which is affordable, no heavy chemicals. So my 14-year-old daughter can use it just as much as I can. You know, and it's just, we really just wanted to be great at something, and waxing is what it is. And I am my target demographic, believe it or not. That 30 to 60-year-old woman is who probably, I would say, 65% of our clientele is. Don't get me wrong. We're in Vegas primarily, and they're the most beautiful people in the world. Everyone says Miami, it's Vegas, I'm telling you. And so we have these amazing cocktail waitresses and pool club girls and beach club girls that come in, and they're 20 something and their bodies are just tiny and perfect. And you're just like, oh my God. But you know, it's everyone. My oldest guest in Vegas is 86 years old. Oh, wow. And she is probably one of the funniest people I've ever met. That woman has stories for days. I love her. So it's not just that 21-year-old in that coastal community. It's, you know, anywhere in there. And because it's Vegas, it's so transitional that we get people that are visiting. And instead of going to get a wax on the strip, they'll go on Yelp or Google or whatever, and they'll come out to us and get a wax. And like, oh, I wish you had one of these in Ohio. I wish you had one of these in Nebraska, Tennessee, because they have that need and that hunger for it, because they're a 40-year-old professional woman. They're a 40-year-old stay-at-home mom. They're a 40-year-old student, but they want that self-care. And because body waxing is really just so much better than shaving and so much less painful than laser, it's just the ideal, like, it hits the spot, perfect opportunity for your skin to be healthy and hairless.
Gotcha. Well, and I love how you talked about this is what we do. We do this, we do it really, really well, right? Mm-hmm. And I think franchising is such an individualized, personalized thing where somebody may hear that and go, no, I want something where I have all these things. Okay, well, then the birthday suit isn't for you. But there are times people are like, I like being that, basically like that subject matter expert, right? If we're going to get all corporate lingo-y, I'm the subject matter expert. I'm really good. I want a business. We're good at one thing all day. This is it. You're coming in we're not trying to be the cheapest person. You've got a very high quality, and I'm guessing you get a very high level repeat customer base. And yes, this all started in Vegas, but I was just looking on the website. One of your new locations, is in Minnesota, which is about as opposite as Las Vegas as we can get. So this is something that you're already really seeing. There's a market for basically everywhere. And right now you guys are open pretty much everywhere, correct?
Yeah. I mean, we're working on it. We have a location slated to open before end of year in Columbus, Ohio. We have our Texas location. We have someone who actually purchased the rights to develop Las Vegas for us. So, you know, we're excited to watch it grow. We had a great call with a woman from Dallas yesterday. So we're really, again, it's not that coastal 21-year-old beach community that is our target market. It's everyone. And the fact that we have things like a children's lounge, we recognize that there are stay-at-home moms, working dads, stay-at-home dads. Bring your kids in. You're only there for 20 minutes. Put them in the lounge. They can watch TV. They can color. They can do whatever. But we recognize that you have your kids and you still need to live your life and have that self-care moment. Right. So we've been able to utilize being a parent, what other parents might look for, where so many places are saying, no guests allowed, no kids allowed. We're saying, bring them in. So, you know, it just makes us, and our name is so cute and cheeky and fun, and the logo, there's nothing offensive that you wouldn't have a problem to bring your 12-year-old in to get her eyebrows done. You know, we wanted to keep it that family friendly, you know, PG rated kind of atmosphere.
Right. Awesome. Which that I'm glad you brought up. I saw that on the website where, again, you've got that kind of the kid zone, which is the opposite of what you tend to think of in things that are in that kind of wellness and beauty space. So that's super cool, which also then is going to translate, let's be honest, that's going to translate into Minnesota and Ohio and all the non-Vegas-y Miami coastal things. Hey everyone, I am proud to spotlight one of our premier franchise partners, Moran Family of Brands. Moran is a family of brands in the automotive aftermarket segment, with offerings including Mr. Transmission, Milex Complete Auto Care, and Turbo Tint. These are great brands on their own, but they offer owners the unique opportunity to co-brand, which is basically giving you two franchises under the same roof. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Maybe you're not really a car person, so you're not sure if you could own this. Well, guess what? Moran Brands, they're not looking for mechanics. They're looking for business owners who understand this is an industry that is never going away and is constantly evolving. Now you might be saying, Well, geez, what about the hybrids and the EVs? And I'm going to tell you, Milex and Mr. Transmission have been franchising since I was in college. And believe me, folks, that is a long time ago. They have evolved from catalytic converters to the tech-savvy cars of today and will continue to adapt for decades to come. Now, if all that's not enough, Moran Family Brands is truly a family-based franchise system. From their leadership team to their franchise owners, some of whom are second and even third generation owners, the culture of Family First is embodied in everything they do. If this sounds like it might be a great fit for you, then get in touch with us today to learn more about becoming a Moran Family Brands franchise owner so that you can create your better tomorrow. Talk to us a little bit about the owner. So you got started with this because you were skilled at it, good at it, and wanted to do that. Do you need owners that are doing that, or are you looking for people that are just kind of that business owner that see this as a great opportunity and a passion for something that's really high quality? What are you looking for there?
Two of my franchisees have no business, life skill, anything in the aesthetics industry. They're just two amazing women that were like, I love this brand. I love this product. Let's do this. My other franchisee, she actually is licensed, but she has no idea how to wax and has no interest in learning how to wax. She just was like, I love this. Why did I go to school? I would much rather own the birthday suit. You know, so no, my job is to come in and train your staff. My team comes to you and we train your staff. Obviously, we're going to be a part of your hiring process to making sure you're hiring skilled waxers. We will come in and fine tune their skills to make sure they are elevated to the birthday suit standards. But at the same time, you just have to sit back and be a great team leader. You want to be absentee or semi-absentee? We will work with your managers to make sure they are great team leaders, you know? And so we come in and we cultivate this whole atmosphere to make a positive, productive, the birthday suit location for you. And the support doesn't end when that training is over. We're available phone, email, FaceTime, you know, pigeon carrier, whatever. You know, we want to make sure that you feel supported 24/7. And I love our booking software for that reason, because I, at any point, can go in. If your front desk calls me because they can't get a hold of whomever and says, I don't know how to put this in, I can log into my login and look at your location and be there in real time with you and talk you through your problem. So I love that it's just all networked, and the clients from Las Vegas that live in Ohio or the clients from Ohio that come to Las Vegas, our booking system can mirror them so you can find them and see them. And, you know, it's all so cohesive, and the industry is so amazing and just dying for growth. And the overhead is just bananas. Like, your margins are so incredible because the cost to run this is minimal. There's no expensive technology. There's no crazy kitchen equipment, restaurant equipment. There's no ridiculous build outs. There's no risk of AI ever, you know? So it's really just, it's very almost basic and, you know, almost prehistoric, because it's like popsicle sticks and wax.
Right.
So your two major expenses.
What kind of space are we looking for? How big of a location are we probably going to have for this?
Minimum, you need about 1,300 square feet. That gets you 4 treatment rooms, a small office, a storage room, and a children's lounge. And you can do it all, 1,300 square feet. It does not have to be fancy. Have that clicky cutter lobby cutout thing, because what works in Vegas may not work in Miami, may not work in Boston, may not work in California. We want your location to be yours. And that means we'll come in and decorate it ourselves if you need the help or you don't want to do it. But if you want to, we want you to have that creative incentive. So that's your own cost. You know, you can spend as little as you want and go thrifting. And if you're great with, you know, repurposing stuff, awesome. You want top of the line and bring in a designer, that's up to you too. But you want it to feel so unique and individual that as a consumer, you walk in and you feel like you're in somebody's business, not a cookie cutter chain store.
Right. Well, and then it allows you to have a little local feel for things as well. Correct.
100%.
Oh, nice. What's so we've got a pretty small footprint. very obviously very like minimal build out with this. And then talk about staff. What are we looking at for that to start off?
Honestly, you know, your first couple months, you're going to run a skeleton crew. So you could do front of the house and back of the house, 12 people, and you're done. And that's your management, your front of the house, like your front desk team and your waxers, and you're good. And that can be your full-time crew for the first couple months. And then add on as you see necessary, but you don't need to have people sitting around. But we're also not sales driven. So, which gives the consumer a lot more comfortableness when they're, is that even a word, comfortableness? The point of having a smaller staff is the more intimacy, that there's not a bunch of girls standing around. You don't feel like a cattle call. You get to see that same waxer all the time and you build that relationship. So when that waxer is recommending product or aftercare, which is an additional revenue stream, but you trust them. They recommend an add-on service, revenue stream, but you trust them. We're not a membership-based model, because tell me a membership you tried to cancel and still love the business when it was over. It doesn't happen. Plus, I'm really terrified of technology, so I don't want access to people's bank accounts, because I would feel horrible if we ever got hacked and drained people's bank accounts. So they're going to come back because they love the product, they love the waxers, and that's it. And it's not been an issue. I think we've had two people in the 12 and a half years really kind of fight me on this one. But honestly, we don't need to pressure you to come in, because you have to come in. Right. And that also gives our waxers that less pressure that they have to like sell, or our front desk has to sell those memberships. They come in, they feel great. They get a great wax. They feel like at their neighborhood bars. We always joke, we're like Cheers, but with your pants off. So, you know, and that's the vibe that we want to make sure we're giving off, is that no pressure, just have a great wax, have a great conversation, have healthy skin, and leave and come back in 3 weeks.
Right. And again, if you, when you set up the expectations with your staff and as a business owner, you're creating that culture, when your focus is giving people a great experience,
right,
they're going to come back. Hey everyone, I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur. If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that seriously, they cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking, which highlights the best franchises of 2022. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market. Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more. What if the, again, as you guys continue to grow, you're going to get some people in there as owners or can look at this as a business model and go, hey, I might not be a customer, but I love what this is all about. Mm-hmm. But how do I hire people to do this, right? Talk about some of the support that you're going to give as the franchisor for those new owners on making sure that they've got the right staff and even how to identify them.
So first of all the waxers are licensed, either estheticians or cosmetologists. We will help you create your job postings for places like Indeed. We will help you. I can't tell you who to hire, but we help you look over those resume submissions and say, I might look for this. I might look for this, and highlight portions of resumes or highlight portions that turn me off on a resume. And same thing with your front of the house staff. We can tell you, like, I love her management experience because she's got XYZ, or she hops jobs every 3 months, things like that. And then we're going to bring you to Vegas or to Minnesota and do like a 3-day deep dive into the front of the house management training. You're going to learn how the day-to-day works. You're going to see different room setups. You're going to see ordering. You're going to see vendors. You're going to see all of the behind the scenes stuff. And then we're going to come to you for a 5-day in-depth deep dive with your front of the house staff, your management staff, your waxers. We bring a whole team to you to make sure that you're fully capable by the time we leave to have a soft opening. We're going to have models coming in to practice waxing, to practice checking in, to practice client calls. So we're going to help you and we're going to hold your hand staffing start to finish. And then we also offer a train the trainer. So if you need to send someone back to us or you need our trainers to come to you to retrain your trainers or to train new trainers, we're coming to you to make sure everybody is in place, is confident, is comfortable, is educated, is able to communicate the thought process, our goals, our ideals of the birthday suit of your owner, of the business. You know, we're just, I hate to say we're overbearing, but we're kind of overbearing in the beginning till we know that you're really off and running by yourself. Those first few months, even the first year, you kind of may have a lot of questions or may not have the confidence to say, okay, I got this. So we're going to be there and help you staff and help you hire and help you train and help you get the wheels moving so that you trust your staff to run the day-to-day. You trust your managers to do the hiring. You trust your trainers to do the training. And, you know, we're so proud when you're there. But at the same time, if you're not confident, we're coming back.
Right. Which I think is I'm so glad you talked about that, because there's a misconception sometimes in franchising that an emerging brand doesn't have the same support. And in many cases, it's almost opposite. It is. It's like, I was kind of like the franchisor is the parent and the franchisee is the kid. Well, an emerging brand is like, it's the first kid, right? We're bubble wrapping the house. We're like, we got, you know, child locks on everything. The third kid, like, I'll juggle with knives in your crib. We don't care.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Right. And so that's like, and the fact that you will go there to that franchise owner at all, let alone that much, is really rare. So again, like, yes, there's not with an emerging brand, there's not years of data of hundreds of franchise owners, but what you really need is to find the right fit and the right support. And my goodness, the fact that you guys are going there that often, going there at all, is amazing. And that often is just incredible. So kudos to you guys. I love it.
That was one of the reasons we built small the first year, is to make sure we had our own infrastructure, because we didn't want to take off and sell 12 units in the first year and not be prepared with our own internal infrastructure with managers and waxers. We wanted to make sure as we grew on the franchise side that our internal corporate side was growing with it to support that.
No, and I think that's a mistake that happens at times, unfortunately, in franchising, is like the goal is to grow, but what the goal really should be is to have successful franchise owners, right?
Right.
And so again, awesome for you guys how you've set this up so far. So, and Stacey, I know you're super busy and I want to be respectful of your time. So I want to fire one last question at you. What have we missed, right? If there's something else you would really like us all to know about the birthday suit that maybe we haven't talked about, what would that be?
Me? No, I'm just kidding. if you look at the other national waxing franchises, they're a very different model. They are sales driven, membership driven. A lot of them have started to take away the things that benefit your waxer, which is why they have such high turnover. Their prices are bananas. They're not consumer friendly. We have raised our prices, the Vegas location, $9 in 12 years for a Brazilian. $9. We went from $35 to $44 for Brazilian in 12 years, $9. We have not raised our prices since before COVID. So even though like our prices went up, we care about our consumer. You're not a number, and we care about our owners, and the industry is bananas. The IFA has predicted that the personal care industry is on fire. It's going to be booming by the end of 23. It's going to take off in 24. Waxing currently is tied with nails for the top producing personal care service, above hair, above tanning, above massage, above facials. It's nails and waxing. It's, you know, quick turnover, things like that. It's that repeat customer, you know, every 3 weeks. It's, you know, and that's, and the costs are so low and your profit margin is so amazing. And just, you just, it's just a great brand. I'm so proud of what I did. And I know it sounds so cheesy, but like, I really worked so hard to create this brand. I didn't have to franchise. We were slaying in Vegas. I could have just continued to open corporate locations, but I really am so proud of what I built and the way I have changed. I've been able to have girls get married, go to college, have babies, buy houses because of working for me. And that's awesome. And so to be able to have other franchises that can do the same for other women, that's amazing. To create economy in smaller neighborhoods is amazing. To give back to the economy is amazing. With a great brand and a great product that everybody needs. I mean, you're shaving anyways, so why not just do it once every 3 weeks and be done with it? So it's just, I just really, I sound so Amway. I'm just like so obsessed with my brand because I really am proud of it. And I've never been ashamed to say what I do. And it's just clean. Like there's no hidden fees. There's no, we're going to hit you with this on the back end. We're going to tell you this, but it's actually this, you know, we're going to tell you we're going to be there and then we're not going to show up. You know, we have an amazing publicist who every brand should have, but my publicist is going to be there to support you too. So it's just with the birthday suit, you don't just get me, you get my team, which is just enormous. And I'm so proud of them. And I'm so proud of how they want to grow with the company and they're excited to grow. So my general manager speaks to my franchisees without me because she's so confident in her role and they're so confident in her that there are conversations that they just go to her for because they don't need me. And I love that we're so strong as a company that each person knows their specific job and excels at it. And it's just, I don't know. I could go on for 100 years about why I love my brand, my company, the birthday suit, and how good we are. And we're just great at what we do. And it's just, it's the right choice, especially if you're in that personal care market. Like you're looking at a massage thing, you're looking at lashes, you're looking at a gym, a tanning. It just all kind of fits into that market. And I think we're a great complement to so many of the industries right now. And if you're into that home service industry, at some point, maybe you're like, okay, maybe I want to try brick and mortar. It's a safe bet. You know, you're not investing $1 million. You don't have to have $1 million. You know, you just, it's just a safe, like family run franchise that can support so much more than we look like we could. And we're just, I don't know. All right, I'm done.
Stacey, if only you had some passion about the birthday suit. Is there any way
I imagine what I could like, do, right?
Seriously, like pep up a little. So, but it again, and I think that as somebody looking at a franchise that again wants support, wants to kind of be in that culture where you can be excited and have that passion and know that you've got a team that's like, I always kind of say there's franchises that'll support you. And there are franchises that will show up at your doorstep to support you, right?
I'm banging on your door with Girl Scout cookies. I'm just saying.
Yeah, exactly. Do we have to buy the Girl Scout cookies or are you bringing
them? I got you.
All right. Well, then let's talk afterwards. So, Stacey, so cool. Thank you so much for
Thank
coming
you for
on today
me.
And chatting with us about the birthday suit. Greatly appreciate that. As always, for all of our loyal podcast listeners, thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more about becoming an owner of this very amazing franchise with a very dispassionate owner, the birthday suit, definitely reach out. Or, sorry, Stacey, but any of the other 600 plus franchises, if you're ready, let's reach out. Talk to us, francoach.net, franchising101podcast.net. Even don't forget Franchising News, and Stacey was kind enough to be a guest contributor on there for an article a couple months back, which was amazing. So
thank you
for that also. So basically we're here for you all. Thank you so much for tuning in and we look forward to talking with you soon to help you create your better tomorrow. Thanks everybody. And we'll talk
with you
soon.